CO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's now time for Wausau West Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup as the Wausau West Warriors take on the Merrill Blue Jays. From the Merrill High School Fieldhouse, I'm Chad Holmes. Still battling a bit of a tough voice, but we're going to try to fight through this one tonight because we got ourselves a very good WVC matchup, and it's also a game that has more going on than just a basketball game. Warriors are 9-4 overall, 3-2 in the WVC. Wausau West is in a tie for second in the conference. Merrill is 8-7 overall. They're 1-4 in the conference. But tonight, it's also Merrill's Hoops for Hope game, where awareness and money are being raised in the battle against CRPS. And it is a disease that is something that I'd never heard of before, but it is affecting both the Merrill and Wausau West communities. And Kip Downey, Wausau West Warrior through and through, longtime member of the staff for Wausau West, his daughter Ava is suffering through this right now. And there is not a cure for it right now, but the fight is on, and tonight we are raising awareness and money for that, and also the Merrill community as well. This is Merrill. They do this every year, and this year teamed up with Wausau West for it as well. For the Warriors, it's been a week since their last game. They defeated Green Bay East a week ago tonight at the Fieldhouse, 56-39. And this is the start of a big stretch of Wisconsin Valley Conference basketball for the Warriors. Stevens Point comes to West on Tuesday of next week. Friday of next week, they travel to Wisconsin Rapids. So, again, big games in the battle at the top of the conference. Coming up next, we will hear my pregame discussion with the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. We'll be talking to Nate Lemons. This is Wausau West Basketball on WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck
Golden Arrow at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Wausau West Warrior High School boys basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO. Tonight, Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup as the Warriors take on the Merrill Blue Jays. From the Merrill High School Fieldhouse, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Nate Lemons. And coach, had a postponement this week. How does that throw things off? Was it a good thing or a bad thing? How do you look at a postponement?
Well, I'll let you know after the game if we play well or if we don't. I don't know. I think, you know, kids are used to the adjustments. It's something you can't control, and probably, you know, this late in the season, it probably gives your body a little bit of time to recover and kids to get rested up. But we, you know, the nice thing is we had two full days of practice to get ready for a team that we needed two full days of practice to get ready for. You know, they play a little bit different zone, and being able to work through some of those things. So our guys are ready. I think it's, you know, we got a pretty senior-laden group, so there's not much that they haven't been through in their, you know, high school career. So I think they're ready to go.
You talked a bit about Merrill on Wednesday on our show. Very positive about them, and I think you're very aware of what they've been doing so far this year. What is it about Merrill that has been difficult for their opponents? They got a winning record. They've battled against a really good Valley. What caught your attention about Merrill?
Well, I think they play with energy. You know, I think they're active. They play with energy. They play a zone that you don't see a lot, so you don't. It's not something that you simulate and you know, get to go against all the time, like a man-to-man would be, or, you know, a different kind of more common zone. And they got some kids that can play, so they, you know, they shoot the ball pretty well, and that's the scary thing is they got a wide range of guys that can shoot the basketball. So any given night, you all of a sudden get them hitting on all cylinders, and you can really have to defend the 3-point line, and then you know how that stretches your defense. So just a lot of things to be concerned about, and you know, just you're at their gym. It's a, you know, a home game for them. It's an event. It's just, you know, any game on the road in the Valley is, it's just a tough place to play.
You mentioned their defense. Could you go a little bit deeper into what they're doing and what your team has to do against that type of defense?
Yeah, well, they kind of invert a 2-3 zone to where it's kind of a 2-1-2, and they're really trying to keep the ball out of the middle, which, you know, when you're playing against a 2-3 zone, that's where you're trying to get it to, and it can really expose it. They've just kind of taken it away. So just having to, you know, touch short corner and be able to make a little bit different of reads than you would necessarily against the 2-3. We didn't necessarily change things. It's just different looks and how they you know, compress down on you once the ball is in the short corner, how they rotate out of it. And the activity in which they play with it, it's kind of a little bit freelance as far as how they rotate and scramble. But if you're not sure with the basketball, if you're not strong, they can get their hands on it, and then they get out in transition, and they're pretty good in transition.
When you look at what your team does offensively, is there anybody out that has to step up tonight that maybe otherwise doesn't, or is it simply subtle adjustments? Same kids has to do a lot of the same things.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think obviously with his own offense, Griffin plays a huge part in it because of his ability to move the basketball and see things and probably make connections and get guys open. So he'll be a big factor when we put him in the middle. But, yeah, guys like Bennett and Kargi and Brady, guys that we need to shoot the basketball for us, Jackson, they got to shoot the basketball. And then a couple of them have struggled in the last couple of games, so they're due for a good night. So, you know, it's just guys stepping up and having to do play their role and make shots. That's us right now offensively. Is it's not that we're not getting shots, it's just we got to make them.
And finally, you said it is a special night.
obviously, it's wonderful to be part of something that is bigger than oneself. I imagine as well, you want to make sure the guys focus once that clock gets to 18 minutes to start the first half is there as well.
Yeah, yeah, and I think there's not much that's going to distract us as far as once the game gets rolling, there's not much. And the guys know what they're playing for, and obviously we know Ava really well, and Kip's been such a big part of our basketball program. And so it's a fun night. It's a special night. It's bigger than basketball, which is always a good thing. But our guys will be ready to go.
Best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
Coach of the Warriors, Nate Lemons, will come back, get you set for the opening tip. Warrior basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? If it's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
I'm Chad Holmstroy, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
and our national anthem here from Merrill. Time for the starting lineups. For Wausau West, 9 wins and 4 losses, 3-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Number 0, Carji Cooper, a 6'3 junior, 11.6 points, 5.5 rebounds per game. Number 2, Marcus McDonald, a 6-foot senior, 2.6 points, 2.9 rebounds per game. Number 3, Griffin Lang, a 6-foot senior, 12 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. Number 10, Bennett Mattson, 6'2", a senior, 12.3 points, 3.6 rebounds per game. And Nico Federici, a 6'4 senior, 7.6 points, 4.2 rebounds per game. For the Merrill Blue Jays, 8 wins and 7 losses overall, 1-4 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Number 3, Jacob Schmelzer, a 6'1" senior, 7.3 points, 1.8 rebounds per game. Number 5, Aiden Holton, a 6'1 senior, 5.2 points, 4.8 rebounds per game. Number 10, Corey Page, a 6'2 senior, 13.1 points, 7.2 rebounds per game. Number 11, E.J. Wykes, a 6'2 senior, 12.6 points, 5.4 rebounds per game. And number 13, Tyson Ott, a 6-foot sophomore, 10.1 points, 2.7 rebounds per game. Coach of the Warriors is Nate Lemons. Coach of the Blue Jays, Troy Pieper. Again, apologize. The voice not 100% tonight, but glad you could be with us here on WXCO. Tip is controlled by Wausau West. Into the forecourt comes Griffin Lang, gets it out top McDonald. McDonald, bounce pass right wing side, Carji Cooper. Back out top McDonald. Oh, not looking for the pass was Griffin Lang. Bounced off him, but there to pick it up was Cooper. Cooper on the right wing, 23 feet from the basket. Inside, Lang back in the corner. With it is Federici. Gets it down to Lang. Lang will be fouled before the shot. I think Griff thought that ball was up before the foul, but foul on the floor, and it will be on Corey Page, his first. Warriors will inbound on the baseline. Good pass inside Federici. Oh, stripped of the basketball. Getting his hands in there was E.J. Wykes for Merrill, and the Blue Jays forced the turnover. Looked like it was going to be in layup, but good defensive hands and play for E.J. Wykes. So Merrill in the front court. Tyson Ott moved left wing side. E.J. Wykes. Wykes 25 feet from the basket. Near the center circle, Tyson Ott. Ott moves it right. Taken by Corey Page. Page in the center circle. Page gives it off to Wykes. One little weave out top. Left to the top of the key is Page. Moves it right wing side to Ott. Now rotated back on the left wing side to Houghton. Houghton back out top. Tyson Ott. Right wing side, Corey Page. Patience here for Merrill. Into the lane, Wykes. Wykes stops. Wykes needs some help. Wykes looks. Left corner, three-pointer for Ott is good. Tyson Ott with the triple, and Merrill takes a 3-0 lead. 16:37 to go in the first half. Ball knocked away from Carji Cooper. Double team in the front court. Getting a hand on it was Aiden Houghton, and the ball will stay with Wausau West. Taken in the backcourt by Marcus McDonald for the Warriors. McDonald over the timeline, bounce pass left wing side. Near the left elbow, with it is Griffin Lane. Now into the left corner, Federici moves it right hand side, Cooper. Cooper looks baseline, floater from 7 is good. From the right corner, from 7 feet away, is Carji Cooper. Not an easy little floater, but nothing but net, 3-2 Merrill. Blue Jays back into the front court. On the right wing side, Jacob Schmelzer. Pass is tipped. Goes into the backcourt. Chased down by Aiden Houghton. Now moved down the left wing side. Taken by Page. He'll try a three. Little strong, no good. Rebound grabbed by Lane. Pass ahead. Mattson. Mattson underneath lays it up and in. Beating the Jays down court was Bennett Mattson. Good feed by Griffin Lang. 4-3 Warriors. 15:40 to go, first half. Right-hand side, E.J. Wykes. Weiss, 23 feet from the basket, to Ott. Near the center circle, Tyson Ott moves it left wing side, Smeltzer. Back out top, Page. Page gives it to Weiss. Weiss at the free throw line. 14-footer is good. Nothing but nets for E.J. Weiss, his first points. 5-4 Merrill, 15-15 to go first half. Right wing side, Carji Cooper gets it out top to McDonald, back to Cooper. Left wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson skips it back, right hand side to Cooper. Cooper again goes baseline, gets bumped. Oh, they call steps. They say the walk came before the bump. Traveling on Carji Cooper, and a turnover on the Warriors. Back up court comes Merrill. 14:55 to go first half. 5-4 Blue Jays. Left-hand side, Corey Pace, 23 feet from the basket. On the right-hand side, Ott. Ott moves it right wing. E.J. Weiss in front of the Merrill bench. Gets it back out top. Taken now by E.J. Weiss. Weiss into the lane. Loss of balance. Gets the ball off to Eden Houghton. Resetting now is Merrill. Right-hand side, Houghton. Moves it to Weiss. Weiss between the circles. Weiss gives it off to Corey Page. Page down the lane, lays it up. They're going to call that. Nope, they're going to say before the basket. A foul will be called on the Warriors. Marcus McDonald called for his first. First foul on the Warriors. Top of the key, Tyson up. Three-pointer is no good. Fight for the rebound. And out of bounds off of E.J. Weiss. So the ball back over to the Warriors. 14-18 to go in the first half. 5-4 Merrill with the lead. Marcus McDonald over the timeline for the Warriors. Marcus stops, needs some help, moves it left. To Bennett Mattson, back to McDonald. Right-hand side, Lang. Lang pulls up, right corner, Jay is good. 13-footer from the right corner for Griffin Lang. Nicely done. Nice ball fake. Got the defender to jump. Dribbled in a few more feet, and nothing but net for Griffin Lang. 6-5 Warriors. E.J. Weiss on the right wing. Out top to Page. Back to Weiss. Weiss gets it out top. Houghton. Back to E.J. Weiss. Rotated left wing side. Taken there by Schmelzer. Bobbled by Weiss. Right in his grill is Bennett Mattson. Still dribbling. Now moves it just right at the top of the key to Corey Page. Back out top, Schmelzer. Left wing side, Aiden Houghton. Houghton, 21 feet from the basket. Working the perimeter patiently is Merrill. E.J. Weiss. Back out top, Houghton. Houghton, left wing to Page. He'll try a three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Carji Cooper. Here come the Warriors into the forecourt quickly. Cooper, long three-pointer. Hits it! 23-footer for Carji Cooper. 5 points early for the junior. 9-5 Warriors. 12:54 to go, first half. Houghton on the right wing. On the right wing side, Tyson Ott. Back over to Page. Page now at the free throw line. Right wing side, Houghton. Houghton in front of the Warrior bench. Back out top, E.J. Weiss. Weiss, 25 feet from the basket. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Left wing side. With it for the Blue Jays is Tyson Ott. Ott around the screen. Back between the circles, Aiden Houghton. Houghton dribbles. Boy, long possession here for Merrill. In the right corner, three-pointer for Smeltzler. No good. One and done again for Merrill. Rebound grab by Cooper. Cooper down low, McDonald. McDonald gets hacked, and he'll head to the free throw line. When the Warriors get that board, they push quickly. Number one on E.J. Weiss, number two on the Blue Jays, Marcus McDonald, 6 foot senior, stepping to the line. First one too strong. Warriors in a second place tie in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, 3-2. Second free throw is good. 6-0 run for the Warriors, who now lead 10-5. Nearing 12 minutes to go, first half. With it on the right wing is E.J. Weiss. Weiss still 25 feet from the basket. Right wing side, Tyson Ott. Ott gets it out top, Page. Left wing side, Schmelzer. Now left corner, Houghton. Houghton looks inside, posting up with Weiss. Weiss near the left block. Knocked away. Stolen. Picked up by the Warriors. Here comes Matson. Matson though, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Federici. Knocked away. Out of bounds. Off of Merrill. Coach Troy Pieper saying it went off the leg of Federici. And frankly, I think it may have been that way, but now they're going to have a conversation. Going to keep it with the Warriors. West will inbound on the baseline under their offensive baskets. Looking. Taken by McDonald. Out top Federici. Right wing side, Cooper. Cooper back out top, McDonald. Now Cooper, right wing, into the right corner. Three-pointer for Lang. Came up short. Rebound tipped by Federici into the hands of Lang. Lang down low. Bennett Matson. Matson lays it up and in. And a timeout call by Merrill. 12-5 Warriors. 11:20 to go in the first half. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
And Chad Holmes back again from the Merrill High School gym. 11:20 to go in the first half. West on an 8-0 run have taken a 12-5 lead. Merrill into the forecourt. Aiden Houghton. Houghton, right wing side. Corey Page. Page back on the left, taken by Houghton. Page between the circles, right wing side. E.J. Weiss. Weiss rotates it left wing side. Jacob Schmelzer back out top to Houghton. Houghton moves it right. Tyson Ott. Ott back to Houghton. Three-pointer, left wing, no good. Air ball goes out of bounds. Boy, right now the Warrior D doing a terrific job keeping Merrill on the outside and forcing some long shots. So West back in the forecourt. Right wing side, Kharji Cooper. Cooper back over to McDonald. McDonald, bounce pass. Left wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang back to McDonald. McDonald, Kharji Cooper. Cooper, 20 feet from the basket. Back on top, McDonald. Now right wing side, Cooper. Great look. Touch pass. Lang inside to Federici, who lays it up and in. Boy, beautiful set. Beautiful passing. Beautiful touch pass by Lang to Federici underneath. And the Warriors lead 14-5. 10-point run now for Wausau West. E.J. Weiss between the circles. Right wing side, Tyson Ott. Now with it is Houghton. Houghton near the top of the key. Right wing, taken by Corey Page. Top of the circle, Schmelzer. Right wing side, Tyson Ott. Ott on the dribble, trying to penetrate in. Now under the basket, moves it left corner. Three-pointer for Page, no good. One and done again for Merrill. Rebound, Matson. Matson pushes. Matson. Federici back out top, Lang. Lang to the free throw line and a foul. Tyson Ott, call for the foul. Cooper Wendorf checks in for Merrill. Charles Kalinowski also in for Merrill. Lang looking to inbound. Left wing side, Kharji Cooper. Now Lang, left corner. Lang looking to penetrate. Lang in the lane. Turns, fires, misses from 10 feet away. And the rebound is out of bounds. Oh. Going to say Wausau West ball, but it looked like it bounced off the face of Nico Federici out of bounds. Troy Pieper is very upset. Miles Wahlvogel in for the Warriors, and Federici will take a seat. Inbounded. Matson, three-footer short. Oh, good look. Rebound Weiss. Back up court comes Merrill. Left wing side, Corey Page. Back out top, Kalinowski. Right wing side, Tyson Ott. Ott, back out top, Page. Page penetrates. Page stops. Left wing, now into the left corner. Left wing side, E.J. Weiss. Move to the right wing side, Tyson Ott. Ott gets it between the circles, Weiss. Left wing side, Kalinowski. Back out top. Rotated to the right, Corey Page. Page, 25 feet from the basket. Right-hand side, E.J. Weiss. Weiss into the right corner. Page up for a three. No good. Battle for the board and a tie. Alternate possession. Arrow points towards Merrill. Jays will inbound, left wing side, Ott. Ott gets it out top. Kalinowski tries a three and hits it. Charles Kalinowski stops that long offensive draw from Merrill. 14-8 Warriors, 8:35 to go first half. Warriors, left-hand side, Bennett Matson. Matson in the lane, up from 13, hits it. Nice job by Matson from just inside the three-throw line. His third basket, he has 6 points. 16-8 Warriors. Merrill back into the front court. With it on top, E.J. Weiss. Moves it right-hand side to Page. Page back on the left wing to Weiss. Weiss behind the back dribble. Weiss at the left elbow. Gives it back over to Page. Page will dribble it back out and resetting now is Merrill. Left-hand side, Weiss. Weiss looks baseline. Weiss trying to go to the basket. Dropped it down low and a foul called on West. Carji Cooper called for his first team foul number two. Merrill will inbound on the baseline. Out top with it is Tyson Ott. Ott left wing side to Wendorf. Wendorf, 28 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Kalinowski moves it right to Page. Page gets it back to Wendorf. Wendorf, left hand side Kalinowski. Rotating the perimeter again is Merrill. Left hand side with it is Wendorf. Wendorf moves it further left, E.J. Weiss. Weiss goes up for a three-pointer, hits it. Second field goal for Weiss. He now has 5 points. 16-11 Warriors, 7:22 to go in the half. Bounce pass, right-hand side, Bennett Matson. Moves it to Cooper, left-hand side. Pass, tip, but grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang passes back to Cooper. At the free throw line, Bennett Matson. Left corner, Griffin Lang. Now a long three-pointer by Cooper. Back racket, no good. Rebound, Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel dribbles back out to the right wing. Resetting now is West. At the free throw line, Griffin Lang. Lang looks down low. Bobble grab going up, laid up. No good by Bennett Matson. And the rebound's grabbed by Corey Page. Back up court comes Merrill. Corey Page into the front court. Moves it right-hand side. Tyson Ott. Ott. Into the right corner. Taken there by Page. Now rotated. Wendorf into the left corner. Taken there by E.J. Weiss. Weiss hits the cutter. That's Page to the basket. Misses the banker. Rebound grab by West and Griffin Lang. Lang back into the forecourt now for the Warriors. Lang gives it over to Bennett Matson. Matson moves it left wing side. Wahlvogel inside to Carji Cooper. Going to the basket. Laid up. Yes! And a foul as Griffin Lang gets the basket. And now a chance for a three-point play. Jackson Riley now in the game for Wausau West. Again, apologize. Not much of a voice. Got a case of laryngitis, but trying to do the best that we can here tonight. Free throw is no good by Griffin Lang. 18-11 Wausau West. 6:08 to go first half. Tyson Ott looking inside. Eli Burtman who just checked in for Merrill. On the right wing, three-pointer for Page. No good. Rebound grabbed by Bennett Matson for the Warriors. Bennett into the front court. Bennett heading to the basket. Drops it down low. With it is Phelps. Kicks it outside. Three-pointer no good by Jackson Riley. Rebounds grabbed by Page. Page gets it ahead into the forecourt. Left-hand side, Kalinowski. Back out top, Wendorf. Wendorf to Kalinowski, left wing. Looking down low, Burtman. Burtman gets it top of the key. Three-point attempt for Wendorf is no good. Fight for the rebound. Saving it was Burtman. Throws it off the leg of Miles Wahlvogel out of bounds. Merrill inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Lobbed in. Trying to grab his Burtman. Ball is tipped. Ball is battled for. Saved by the Warriors. Here comes Wausau West. Quickly up court. Into the forecourt. With it is Jackson Riley. Right corner. Riley gets doubled. Gets it over to Wahlvogel. Left wing side. Matson into left corner. Lang. Lang. 15 feet from the basket. Skips it. Right hand side. Three-pointer. Wahlvogel is an air ball. And the weak side rebound grabbed by Corey Page. Back into the forecourt comes Merrill. 18-11 Warriors, 4:55 to go in the first half. Down low, Burtman. Burtman hits the cutter. Oh, bobbled and taken away by the Warriors. Two on one. Lang to the basket. Lang lays it up and in. Good body control and patience again for Griffin Lang. 6 points for Lang. 9-point lead for the Warriors. 20-11, 4:35 to go first half. Merrill back into the forecourt. Corey Page between the circles. Moves it on the right-hand side. Tyson Ott. Ott. Dribble. Still 30 feet from the basket. Out top Page. Page, right wing side. Wendorf. Wendorf gives it off to Ott. Ott back out top to Page. Left wing side. That is Kalinowski. Inside to Burtman. Kalinowski, left corner. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Grabbed by Jackson Riley. And he'll be fouled. Neither team over the foul limit. That is team foul number 5 on Merrill. 4:06 to go first half, 20-11. Marcus McDonald back in. Also back in is Nico Federici. Brady Phelps and Bennett Matson will take a seat for the Warriors. Griffin Lang out top. Lang into Lang. Lang to the basket. Scoops it up. Lays it up and in. Some nice English on that one, and a timeout called by Wausau West. 22-11 Warriors, 3:49 to go first half. Back in a moment here on WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Warriors now have a double-digit lead, 22-11, 3:44 to go in the first half. Pressure in the backcourt. Ball tipped. Ball is stolen. Grabbed by Lang. Lang into the lane. Lang to the basket. Lang lays up. No good. Partially blocked. Rebound grabbed by E.J. Wikes. Wikes the other way now for Merrill. Blue Jays into the forecourt. Right wing side, Cooper Wendorf. Wendorf back out top. Kalinowski. Rotated left wing side, Houghton. Houghton back on the wing. Taken there. Oh, tipped away. Good hands by Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel to Cooper. Cooper will be fouled and head to the free throw line. Well, you see why Coach Nate Lemons called that timeout. He came out of the timeout with some full court pressure, led to a turnover. And then the second possession for Merrill, a turnover in the half court. Number 2 on Eli Burtman. Number 6 on the team, but it was in the act of shooting. So free throws for Kargi Cooper. Cargi has 5 points in the game. Double-digit scores, one of three double-digit scores on the season for Wausau West. First free throw is short, no good. Bennett Mattson back in for West. Corey Page and Jacob Smeltzer back in for Merrill. Griffin Lang will take his first break. One more free throw now for Cargi Cooper for the Warriors. No good. 0 for 2 trip. Rebound cleared by Merrill. Remains an 11-point Warrior lead, 22-11. 3:08 to go in the first half. Merrill back into the front court. Page gives it over to Weix. Weix 23 feet from the hole. Back out top. Taken by Smeltzer. Left wing side, Corey Page. Back between the circles, Smeltzer. Smeltzer back to Page. Page skips it. Right wing side. Taken there by E.J. Weix. Back out top, Smeltzer. Again, Warriors keeping the Jays on the outside. Right wing side, E.J. Weix. Weix looking to penetrate. Weix gets stopped. Dropped it down low. Laid up and in by Eli Burtman. And he'll have a chance for a three-point play. It was a good feed that time by E.J. Weix. And Weix did not settle on the outside. He used a little penetration to really set up that play. Foul was called on Marcus McDonald, his second. Free throw is good. Back to an 8-point game. 22-14 Warriors, 2:40 to go in the first half. Over the timeline comes Marcus McDonald. Moves it left wing side, Cargi Cooper. Back to McDonald. Pass is tipped, goes out of bounds. Warriors will keep it. Wall Vogel back in, replacing Marcus McDonald for the Warriors. Just to my right, Griffin Lang will inbound it. Tosses into the backcourt and Wall Vogel. Wall Vogel over the timeline. Wall Vogel stops near the top of the key. Right wing side to Lang. Lang into the right corner. With it is Bennett Mattson. Mattson skips it. Left wing side to Cooper. Back inside. Little cut. Cooper to the basket. Blocked. Rebounds grabbed. Laid up and in by Bennett Mattson. Good defensive play by the Jays, but in the right place was Bennett Mattson for the deflection and the layup. 24-14. 10-point lead for the Warriors. 1:55 to go first half. Schmelzer, top of the key. Moved left wing side to E.J. Weix. Weix, 22 feet from the basket. Back out top, Schmelzer. Schmelzer holds it 23 feet from the hole. Right wing side, Aiden Holton. Holton dribbles. Hits the cutter, Weix. Weix near the lane on the right-hand side. Now stops, needs some help. Gives it off the page. Now right-hand side to Weix. Weix, step back three, hits it. E.J. Weix with his second triple. Pulls Merrill back to within 7, 24-17. A minute 20 to go, first half. Back into the forecourt come the Warriors. Federici moved left wing side. Now with it is Ballvogel. Left-hand side, Lang. Left corner, Bennett Mattson. Finds Federici underneath. Lays it up and good. Draws a foul and a chance for a three-point play. Good, crisp, quick ball movement by the Warriors. Second basket for Nico Federici. Trying to complete the three-point play. No good. Another missed free throw for the Warriors. One area the Warriors need to be better at. Quickly up court, Page goes to the basket and he'll be fouled. Only the fourth team foul on West, so no issues for fouls here for the Warriors. Inbounded by Merrill. 1 minute even to go in the first half. Skip pass, left wing side, Holton. Holton, 21 feet from the basket. Now left corner, Weix. He'll try a three-pointer. Rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped, out of bounds, off of Merrill. Seconds to go, first half. Warriors up 26-17. A chance to take a double-digit lead into the locker room. Left-hand side, Griffin Lang. Lang, between the circles, bounce pass, Wall Vogel. Wahlvogel moves it further right. Cooper, quick pass left-hand side. With it is Griffin Lang. Lang down low, Mattson. Back on the left-wing side, Wahlvogel. Cooper down low. Little give and go to the basket. Swatted away, but grabbed again underneath by Bennett Mattson for the layup. Second time in the last couple of minutes, Carnegie was blocked, but Bennett there for the loose basketball and the layup. 28-17, 10 seconds in the half. Corey Page. Corey Page penetrates into the lane. Left corner, Burtman. Jumper, no good. Rebound grabbed by Lang. Three-quarter heave at the buzzer. No good. But a very good first half for the Wausau West Warriors. They head into the intermission with a 28-17 lead over the Merrill Blue Jays. We'll recap the scoring of this one coming up next. This is Warrior Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
I'm Chad Holmstroing, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Plenty of changes in the latest boys' hoops rankings, plus a look ahead to this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. There were loads of losses by ranked teams last week, leading to quite a few shakeups in the Week 8 WisSports.net Boys Basketball Coaches Poll that came out on Tuesday. Wisconsin Lutheran went down to Breck, Minnesota at the Midwest Players Classic, but the Vikings managed to narrowly stay on top of the Division 1 poll. They have a big-time rivalry game on Thursday when they travel to Pewaukee. Similarly, Mount Horeb suffered an out-of-state loss to Caledonia at the Midwest Players Classic, but managed to stay number 1 in Division 2. Milwaukee Academy of Science stays on top of D3. Bondiwell took advantage of losses by Mineral Point and Aquinas above them to move to the top of the Division 4 rankings. Royal is the new top team in Division 5, replacing Sheboygan Lutheran, who suffered a pair of losses last week. There are some other compelling matchups on the schedule later this week. In Friday action, Notre Dame will travel to De Pere in a game that is expected to be a sellout, while a couple top 5 teams in Division 5 will meet up when North Crawford hosts Southwestern. A new WisSports.net girls basketball coaches poll came out earlier this week as well. Kimberly is undefeated and stays atop Division 1. Tulsa East remains on top of D2, with Oostburg the number 1 team in D3. The Prairie School and Albany Monticello are atop D4 and D5 respectively. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes back from Merrill High School. Had a bit of an extended break there because during halftime there was a special video presentation that was shown to the crowd here for the two young ladies who are the beneficiaries tonight of this special event. Again, tonight, excuse me, again, apologize again for the issues here with the voice, but this is Merrill's Hoops for Hope game, where awareness and money is being raised in the battle against CRPS, which is affecting families in both the Merrill and Wausau West communities. Students at West and Merrill, and Ava Downing from Wausau West. So it was a very special presentation. It was quiet here in the arena, and decided, nope, I'm not going to be talking over that during halftime. Let's look at the numbers for Wausau West. Ben Amanton had 10 points. Griffin Lang scored 8. Carji Cooper had 5. Nico Federici 4. And Marcus McDonald 1. For Merrill, 8 points for E.J. Wykes. 3 points each for Charles Kalinowski, Tyson Ott, and Eli Burtman. 12 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, and 1 of 6 at the free throw line for West. Just 2 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers, and 1 for 1 free throws for Merrill in the first half of play. Wausau West basketball will be back in action on Tuesday at home against Stevens Point. We will have live coverage, hopefully with a better voice, starting at 7 p.m. Tuesday night right here on WXCO. We will have the second half coming up next. This is Warrior Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Chad Holmes back from the Merrill High School Fieldhouse. Start of the second half. Wausau West with an 11-point lead, 28-17 over Merrill. Warriors will get the basketball first to begin play in the second half. Same starting five here for Wausau West. Carji Cooper, Marcus McDonald, Griffin Lang, Bennett Mattson, and Nico Federici. Looks like, let's take a look. Houghton out there, Schmelzer, Paige Weichs, and Ott for Merrill. Warriors inbound. Out top with his Marcus McDonald. Left-hand side, Cooper. Inside, Lang. Lang moves it right wing. Open three, Mattson. Off the front iron, no good. Good look. Rebound cleared by Schmelzer, and into the forecourt comes Merrill. Left-hand side, Aiden Houghton. Out top, Corey Page. Now with his Weichs. Weichs back to Page, right wing. 22 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Aiden Houghton. Now E.J. Weichs. Weichs further left, Tyson Ott. Aiden Houghton, 22 feet from the hole. Back over to Ott. Ott looks baseline, finds an alley. We have not seen that tonight. Tyson Ott gets the layup, makes it 28-19. Pressure being shown now in the backcourt by Merrill, broken by the Warriors. Great look. Cooper inside to Nico Federici for the layup. Once the Warriors broke the pressure, the backcourt turned into a two-on-one in the frontcourt, and Carji Cooper fed perfectly to Federici. 30-19 Wausau West. Merrill back into the frontcourt. Houghton on the right wing, gets it out top. Corey Page back on the right wing side. Houghton, now rotated. Schmelzer, 22 feet from the hole. Looks down low, posting up as Houghton. Ball is tipped, goes out of bounds off of the Warriors. 16:32 to go. 11-point lead matches the biggest of the night for the Warriors. Merrill inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Left wing, three-pointer for Schmelzer. No good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Carji Cooper. Carji will push. Cooper into the lane. Cooper had it knocked away. Picked up by Schmelzer. Now up court comes Merrill. Right wing side, Houghton. Back out top, Corey Page. Tries a long three, rattles out, no good. Rebound grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang will bring it over the timeline for Wausau West. With this, McDonald moves it right wing side. Taken by Matt Mattson. Ball is tipped into the backcourt, chased down by McDonald. McDonald has his pass tipped again, goes out of bounds, stays with the Warriors. Inbounded in the backcourt, Marcus McDonald. McDonald moves it right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang into the right corner, Federici back to Griff, and Lang will lay it up and in. Give it go, beautifully done.